And time for more sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello again.
Hello, Fran.
In rugby league, Warwick, Melbourne Storms back to the top of the NRL ladder.
Yes, Fran. Look, the Storm beat the New Zealand Warriors over there. Never an easy task, and the more so with the Warriors. Well and truly, there and thereabouts this year, although the loss now puts them at eighth. The Storm, well, regathering momentum after regaining some of their best from State of Origin duty, scored at the start and the finish of the first half. Will Chambers in the second minute and Suliasu Vunivalu in the 39th. That put them in the front, 12-6, and no one scored again in the second half, which was a genuine tackle fest, but there was no such thing at Brookie yesterday. Manly Warringah beaten by Eastern Suburbs 56-24, 80 points, 10 tries.
56-24? Whoa.
Yeah, it was a bit of a disappointing. I mean, Manly Warringah are without a lot of
regional
good players,
footy score, isn't it?
That it certainly was. Well, it is a region of its own over there in Brookvale, isn't
That's
it?
That's true.
Now, Fran, it wouldn't be a round of rugby league without a refereeing controversy, some of which are more foe than others as coaches guard their back, but this time it's for real. The blunders, plural, that might have cost Canberra the game against Cronulla Sutherland. Now, this time, the Raiders coach, Ricky Stewart, he didn't unload in his usual manner because he was aware that most of the rugby league world is aghast at the actions of a touch judge. He put up his flag and then put it down again. And a referee who did nothing about it as the Canberra players followed the whistle, followed the flag and stopped, and Cronulla Sutherland ran in a try. And the NRL has already apologised, Fran. Not a good look for the game. And with the bunkers and all the other things, they just don't seem to be able to get the refereeing right.
Yeah, that was not a good look. I mean, everyone else could see it pretty clearly. In golf, Jason Day, the best of the Australians on a day when history was made at the Open.
The Open. You never call it the British Open, Fran, as I explained to Hamish last week, a young sub-editor in London on the desk of the Daily Telegraph. London's Daily Telegraph call it the British Open. He has never lived it down 40 years later. Anyway, look, Fran, Jason Day, 17th, after a 3-under-par final round behind Francesco Molinari, the first Italian to ever win the Claret Jug after a final round, which had all the dramas and pitfalls that make this event so wonderful to watch. There was the moment when Tiger Woods looked like he might win before a double bogey on the 11th and a bogey on the 12th. That was after Jordan Spieth, the defending champion, had found bunkers and scrub to fall out of contention. Meanwhile, and this is fascinating, Molinari was putting together one of the most flawless rounds in modern Open history. 37 holes without a bogey, and to finish it all off, a birdie on the 18th to claim victory. Magnifico, Fran.
Magnifico indeed. And just briefly, in Sevens rugby, the Pearls took the bronze medal in San Francisco.
Yeah, it was a bit of an upset when they lost the semi-final to France, but they beat the Americans in the playoff for third. And in 15-a-side rugby, the super version no less, the Waratahs pulled off a stunning win over the Highlanders on Saturday night to qualify for a semi-final now in South Africa. The Tars were down 23-6 at halftime, but won 30-23, taking advantage of the 10 minutes when the Highlanders were a player short, then tackling like fury when it was their turn to play with 14 right up to the full-time bell. I nearly did it! Fran.
Yeah, you're all doing it this morning. What's wrong with you? Warwick, thank you very much.
Good
you're listening
you,
to RM Breakfast.